Welcome to episode 41 of the Tale of Trash podcast.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We are looking at, right now it is January 1st, 2023.
It is.
It's like we're in the future, but we're not.
Okay.
Because I was born 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So it seems like.
Long time ago. More than 50.
All right. Well, everybody have a good one. No, hold on, let me grab my glasses.
Okay. Put that in there, that reaching sound.
There we go.
That was a 50-year-old reaching
I'm just a little bringing up my,
I'm sleepy.
Yeah. I slept pretty good. I slept a solid 8 hours last night. I was pleased with that.
What time did you go to bed?
2.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got up at 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I got up at 7:15 when I let the dogs out.
It's not a contest. It's not a contest.
Okay.
And in fact, why is it? I think, you know, the fact that I can function at 2 a.m. and you can't is just as valid as you being able to function at 6 a.m. and me, I can't.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying it's
all right then.
Yeah. Okay.
All right then. Well, we didn't really do anything last night, New Year's Eve. But we don't typically anyway.
No, it would be nice to like go to a friend's house and go to a little party or have people over. But we had people over at lunch. But
we don't have.
I mean, I'm
anyway,
not opposed. We do. I'm not opposed to doing things. We just didn't. But I did do what I thought was one of my favorite things. Sat down with, like, you know, salty meat and cheeses and crackers. And I thought, this is going to be so delicious. My body no longer likes that. I was so miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that anymore.
But you were thirsty all night, weren't you?
I was so thirsty.
Yeah.
I drank so much
water.
Well,
plus you had pizza that day. We had salty foods during the day as well.
I had one piece of pizza.
That's all it takes. You know how much salt to one piece of pizza?
I don't know.
150 kilograms.
Okay. That is.
Nobody fact check me on that, please.
But my body, I don't know if it's dairy. I definitely know too much salt makes me feel terrible.
Yeah.
But I thought I was going to explode.
A lot of sugar in those foods, too. I made that up, too. I don't know.
Okay. I felt miserable. I felt miserable. And so I was sad. But I told you, like, remind me not to buy this fancy cheese anymore and sit down and think I'm going to enjoy myself.
I don't think
myself.
The cheese was salty.
Yeah, the cheese was salty.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know. It could be the dairy that just makes me feel terrible. It was a combination of a lot of stuff. I felt so bad. I feel fine today, but like.
You look great.
Man, last night I felt awful. I felt so bad. It's a lactose intolerance.
I did get to go out at 12:30 and pick up Eli.
Yeah,
so I got to drive out in the heavy
did.
Fog and the dead of night.
And you called me because you weren't sure which house it was.
And I went to the wrong house. Turned around in their driveway. Had a little circle driveway, so I went around in it. I thought, well, they're calling the cops. And then I left, and then two houses down, and there we were.
Yep.
So it worked out
well. That's fun. I appreciate you doing that because I was in bed at that point.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, and I asked you for the house numbers, but
I don't know what those
are. In all fairness, I couldn't even see the house numbers.
Yeah, I don't know how that would have helped you.
It would not have.
Yeah.
It would not have. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think the kids had a good time. Maggie spent the night at a friend's house, had a little party. She had to take food that was pink. And then Eli went to his cousin's.
She took salmon.
For a party. Yes, she took salmon. And we had New Thanksmas yesterday.
Tell us about New Thanksmas.
Well, I looked at the picture. I think we had 21 people here. We're missing some, but I feel like 21's a good crowd. So
I'm trying this new head camera thing on.
Yeah, it looks cool. So. But anyway, we had lots of kids just went down in the basement and ran and played, and adults got to sit around and talk. Fellas watched a ball game.
We watched two ball games, a basketball game and a football game.
Okay.
Simultaneously.
Okay, how'd you do that?
We during halftime of one, we watched the other, and then commercial break, we switched around.
Gotcha. Yeah. And we played games and talked and, you know, just had a good old time. It was good. It was chill.
It was chill.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah. I'll host New Thanksmas every year. I don't care. I'll say it here.
Good deal. Good deal. I just want to listen back to these podcasts. First, let me give everybody a peek at our studio here. Yeah, if you can see my new head camera. There you go.
Ooh.
Everybody enjoy it. You can probably see, maybe see our kitchen back there. I don't know. And there's our coffee stuff. Oh, I didn't put my Taylor Trash mug out here. That's okay. Don't worry about it. And our mascot, our unofficial mascot, Trashy. Trashy the dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
Or is it a mouse? Well, I made that joke 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ditch this head camera then.
Oh, that was just for a
minute. Yeah, that was just fun. That was just fun.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought maybe it was your new look.
So I would like to recap our 2022.
Okay, yeah. You mentioned these things to me earlier, and I did not think about them. So
well, good. So this will be really good.
Off the cuff.
What was the best event of 2022? See if we have the same one. I know what mine is. The best event.
Oh, probably Luke being born.
Yeah, that was mine too.
You weren't born in 2022,
yeah,
but had Maggie been born in 2022, it would have been the best.
That'd have been the best event.
Yeah.
Yes. Luke being born
was
the best event.
Exciting.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Still rocking.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Still growing.
Do we have a worst event of 2022? I couldn't, out of the worst, I couldn't think of anything. So probably because I blocked them out. I did get COVID twice in 2022.
Oh, yeah, I got COVID.
Almost exactly a year ago. And then I got it in the summer.
But yeah.
It sucked because I wasn't sick enough that I couldn't work from home. And I'm not a big fan of working from home anyway because it's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a good setup and it's just not.
Yeah, I guess getting COVID sucked the most because I got it like right as school started. So it was just a bad time of year because I had gotten in the
flow. Is it ever a good time of year to get COVID?
No, but I mean, as far as work, I kind of had the flow going and then had to miss a week.
Well, the first time I got COVID, I was directing a play. We had just started blocking rehearsals and all that.
Yikes.
And remember, I had you go in and fill in
remember.
Blocking.
Yeah, maybe that was the worst.
And then a couple of the actors got COVID and it was, I thought this ain't going to happen. But you know what? It happened.
It happened.
It happened.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Met some good people out of that, too.
Getting COVID. Yeah.
Okay. So, grandson being born and getting COVID.
Yeah.
Which we all got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was the last one, right?
You were the holdout. Good for you.
Yeah.
You tried.
I did.
Not tried hard enough. All right. What was the best meal you had in 2022? I know what mine is. It might be the same one. I don't know.
Probably Jeff Ruby.
You know, I said Jeff Ruby as well. Yeah. We ought to go on the newlywed game.
We should Jeff Ruby was nice because I have many reasons.
One, it was free for us. I mean, somebody bought us a gift
yes,
card.
Yes, we had gift cards, so that's nice.
Chris, thank you still.
Yes,
it made the list, so there you go.
There were leftovers. And that, I really enjoyed that.
I had leftovers. I didn't have any leftovers.
Right. But what I got, I had leftover of everything. I had leftover of my salad and leftover of my macaroni cheese.
No, they treat you so well there.
And leftover of my carrot cake.
And the food is so good.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
And I got the really nice little leftover containers.
We're still using them.
Reusable.
Yeah, I think there is a sweet potato casserole in one of them in the fridge right now still.
No, that's a Cracker Barrel one from Mom's house.
Ah, okay.
They're similar.
Jeff Ruby, step it
up.
But
the Jeff Ruby ones, they take your leftovers and they pack them up for you and bring you a little nice reusable bag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're paying for that too.
You
ultimately.
Are, yeah.
I mean, $200 for a meal.
Yeah, I always feel bad when I have to use valet parking because I feel like they're getting in the nastiest car.
They've seen it all. I like it. Like here
empty
you go.
Water bottles falling
your
out.
Your problem now, dude.
Yeah.
Park this
like,
thing.
Oh, there's fruit snack bag blew out.
And it's really the valet parking. By the time you park, pay to park, and then walk there, it's just as cheap to pull it up front, tip the valet guy, $20, roll on.
Yeah. That's you tipped him $20 to park the car?
That was the entire expense of our meal.
Okay.
You know, $20.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, well. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff Ruby, that was probably
what was
the
worst
best meal?
What was maybe it didn't have to be. It can be at home. It could be somewhere else. I couldn't think of a worst meal.
I eat a lot of mediocre meals.
We do. Yeah, we do.
But one that I ate and was like, ugh, I'll never eat that again. No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much up for anything. Oh. Well, I will say maybe when I had COVID and it was early on in COVID and I really wanted a bowl of cereal and It was the day I learned I couldn't taste things.
Ooh.
And the milk had a taste, and that taste was rotten. Like, it was really gross.
Rotten
it could
milk.
Have been bad milk, but I don't think it was.
Yeah, probably not.
It just was, it made me sad. So that's probably my worst meal.
I couldn't think of one. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I tried those generic pizza rolls.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty disgusting. But then it could have been 50-year-olds should be eating pizza rolls.
Yeah.
So it could have been that too.
Yeah. We're going to have to make some changes.
And they were quite salty. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that part here in just a little bit.
Okay.
In a little bit. Other than that, yeah, I'll eat about anything. So I couldn't think of a worse meal. Had a couple of bad dining experiences, but not as far as food goes.
What was
goes,
a bad dining experience?
Well, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that on podcast before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I put down best movie of 2022, but we only went to the movies twice.
What movies did we go see?
And I don't remember the first one. We saw that new Avatar movie.
It was
movie.
Probably some sort of Marvel thing we saw.
No.
It wasn't?
No. Hmm. No, it wasn't that.
I don't know. I really liked the Elvis movie. And
okay, yeah.
I'm not going to say it's the best movie, but it changed my opinion on Elvis. Like, I've never been an Elvis fan or cared anything about Elvis, but it gave me compassion for Elvis.
Yeah.
And I liked it. And I also liked the Weird Al movie, and you won't watch it.
I'll watch it. It's just, you know, the time's got to be
really
right.
Good.
Time's got to be right. I watched the new Thor movie. I guess at home, I watched the new Thor movie, and I watched, which is fine.
And Avatar was fine.
Like, that's long. You could shave about 30 minutes off that movie and still had a good movie.
Look, I just think Avatar, like,
it's too much to take in.
But they have to, like, it has to succeed because it is.
It'll succeed.
It is the draw of going to Animal Kingdom. Disney was like, okay, we're all in on this and built a kingdom that is Avatar, which blew my mind when it came out because I didn't know all these more Avatar movies were coming. There's four more coming.
And the movies you can see are they're like, oh, they're going to make that into a hotel or that's going to be a ride someday. Mm-hmm. While you're watching the movie, you can see the free market taking
effect. Yeah, like how are you going to do this underwater?
They'll do it.
Thing. It'll be a 4D thing where you're splashed a little bit on the ride.
It'll be a hotel. It'll be more intense than that. I bet. Okay. Worst movie? I don't know. I don't think I saw enough movies to. Oh, wait. I started to watch something, then I stopped. What was it?
Ooh.
Because I thought this is just bad. I can't remember now.
I can say worst TV program that I watched.
Okay.
Was You, season 3.
Ah, see, I can't believe you started season 3.
Well, like season 1 was okay. I enjoyed it. And I watched season 2 and I was like, oh, this is kind of dumb. This is dumb enough. I'm not going to watch season 3. But then people kept talking about it. Not like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. You have to watch it. But just that they had watched it. And I kind of like the guy, Penn Badgley, is on TikTok and he's funny. And I thought, okay, I'll give it another go. I'll see. But like, God, it's just like, I don't care who you all kill. I don't care. I don't care who he becomes obsessed with and who she becomes obsessed with. I kind of want to jump through the TV and kill both of them and just end it.
Yeah.
So I didn't finish it because I tried to. I'd be like, well, I'm bored. There's nothing else to watch. I'll watch this. But like, I don't care.
Okay.
It'd be like watching, I don't know, Desperate Housewives or Grey's Anatomy or something. I just couldn't do it.
So I'll tell you a hot take for me is I couldn't get into Wednesday. And I really wanted to.
We only watched one episode.
I know, but it seems like it's made for, I don't know, teenage girls. Yeah. It struck me as more. I mean, I think Maggie would love it.
Yeah.
I think Maggie would love it. But it's not made for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was indifferent. It was fine. But
I love Brianna of Tarth on there.
What did you just call her?
Brianna of Tarth.
Brianne of Tarth.
I can never remember the Game of Thrones names or House of Dragon names. No. I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
You got to have subtitles on. Yeah. Know who they are. I'll tell you a show that was good, now that we're talking about shows, was the American Horror Story.
I didn't watch it because I hate American Horror Story.
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It's not for everybody.
Do I have the old lady that acts like she's sexy?
No.
Okay.
This is mainly gay
men. Is she dead?
Jessica Lange.
I guess not. I don't know. I hated that her character always thought she was sexy.
Well, there you go. Best vacation? Best trip of 2022?
I don't even know where we went.
Well, I think we only went
New York.
New York, we only went one place. New York City.
Yeah.
We had a good time there. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, New York was fun.
Had great bagels.
Yeah.
Great pizza.
I went to Gatlinburg. You didn't get to go on that trip.
No. And you're going to Disney here in a couple weeks. And
I don't get to go on that trip either. Kids and grandma. It's going to be fun.
Be at work.
But yeah, New York was fun. It was nice.
Yeah, we had a good time.
That bagel I carried around in my purse for a few hours and ate later on in the day was still delicious.
Wasn't your worst meal of 2022?
No. Oh, no. That was good.
It was good.
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Eli tried a lamb chop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I ate the rest of his lamb chop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we really didn't go anywhere. What was your favorite podcast episode of 2022? And you didn't need to know the number or even the title, but...
You're talking about this podcast?
Yeah, this podcast. The one that counts.
I don't know. I like the one where we went to different places in town and sat at tables and stuff.
That was episode 20.
Okay.
I'm sorry, yeah, 20 or 16. I'm sorry. That was episode 16.
Okay. What'd you say?
That was my number two.
Okay.
I think the one we had the foot race. That might have been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was episode 13.
I'd like to do that again. I'd like to train a little.
Well, I think, you know, I challenge any of the listeners to meet me on the track in June of this year.
Oh.
And I will smoke you.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Anybody.
We could have any listeners come out. We'll have a race.
It's on.
I think that sounds good.
And that's not hyperbole.
But I think you should do a quarter mile.
Watch the video and you'll see.
I think you should do a quarter mile.
Hold on now. It's
like just once around the track.
Holy crap. All right. Steve Sutherland, you are not allowed to compete.
What is that? A 400. A 400.
A 400. Okay.
Yeah.
What was your best concert of 2022?
Well, I didn't go to any concerts.
Exactly.
I think the closest thing I went to concert would be karaoke night at Mi Pueblo a couple times where we were just there eating and it was happening.
Yeah. And it wasn't
Mi
Pueblo.
Mi Pueblo. It was Los Rodeos. Rodeos. Sorry.
Oh, my word.
What did I used to call Los Rodeos all the time?
Tacatitos?
No.
Taqueros?
No.
Tostitos?
I don't know. Los Rodeos is what it is, but I call it.
I don't know. Tapatio?
Yeah, El Tapatio.
Oh, yeah. That's in Lexington. That's good, too. The Melvins. We saw the Melvins. I took Eli to his first concert, which was the Melvins. That was good.
So you like that better than Attack Attack?
Hey, Eli had a great time.
He did.
Eli had a great time.
He did.
What were some of your best interactions with people or a person in 2022?
I enjoyed... Oh, my best interaction would be in Scrooge.
Okay.
The time spent with Eli.
Well, that's
those are
precious.
Yes. Because he was like a different person.
Okay.
It was wonderful. Scrooge was stressful in many ways, but the time spent with my son was a highlight. And meeting people that were new to me in Scrooge. That was nice. Those were good interactions. What about you?
My 50th birthday party. A surprise party.
Yeah,
that was, that brought a tear to my eye.
That's good.
And the band. I mean, that still blows me away when I think about it.
Yeah. Well, good.
I almost feel bad. Like, they took time to practice and you know, but they did it.
Yeah.
Ignore
We should have them come over and hang out.
Yeah. Come on over. Hang out. Play music.
Play music.
We'll just the two of us sit here and watch you. That would be fun, though.
Yeah, y'all start practicing. Yeah. I'll send you a little.
I didn't have any real bad experiences. If there were anything, it'd be work-related, but you know,
that's how work goes.
There. Yeah, it is. Sucks. Go back to work Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wish I was dead.
No, you don't.
No. Any goals for 2023? Anything you want to accomplish?
Yes.
What would those be or that be? Quit smoking?
No, I'd like to get a bed frame.
IV drug use? Oh, get a bed frame. Okay.
I'd like to get a new car.
Yeah.
Personal goals. I would like to lose some weight.
How do you plan on doing that?
It's just magic.
Magic. Magic. I've been trying that for a while. FYI, magic don't work.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess getting consistent in the gym again and eating a calorie deficit.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
Mm.
Right? Less salt. Maybe have to cut out dairy. I don't know what I'll do without cheese.
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 I'll eat it. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I would like to lose weight for Audrey's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, think, Audrey's wedding is coming up. We want to look good.
That'll be the big event in 2023.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless I like die or something this year, and then be like, oh, that was a big event.
Then I'll do the podcast. And
it'll die. This will never happen.
I won't know.
Hey, Maggie, if something happens to me, can you carry on the podcast?
I'm going to take that as a no.
No, I think she, I heard a very quiet yes.
Yeah, okay.
You got to pick up Eli. We're almost done. Okay. We're almost done.
Okay, 2 minutes is all I got.
I guess that's it, really.
There weren't any more questions?
No, just what we plan on doing for 2023.
Okay. Yep. We're going to, yeah, I don't know. So many things. The kids will turn 16. The kids will be juniors in high school part of this
year.
Yeah,
they'll be driving. They'll be 16. They'll
going to prom type stuff. Well, no, be, not this year.
Yeah, it'll be next year. It'll be 2024.
It's kind of crazy.
Good.
Crazy to think about. Okay. I thought you were leaning in to kiss me.
Oh. You wish. Get in line, lady.
That's weird. This is not Chuck.
Get in line. I'm not a PDA kind of guy. But what are you going to do?
We're in the privacy of our own home. Just us.
Well, not. I was supposed to dress up like Baby New Year.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
You were supposed to do a lot of things.
I know. All right.
Okay.
Well, y'all take care. And we'll see you on January 8th.
Yeah.
I can still do. I can still do Baby New Year.
Oh, Eli's not done until 2:30. No.
Baby New Year. What? What's so funny?
You just is so handsome.
There we go. How's that?
Great.
Kind of body like a fat Vladimir Putin.